Chapter 11 can be separated into two parts, the definition of faith, but also the history of faith. We've been talking about the history of faith. And we talked about, amen, two of the antediluvian patriarchs, Abel and Enoch. We're moving on to Noah and maybe the post-diluvian patriarchs of the Old Testament after Noah. We've been looking at Noah as probably one of the greatest men of God in regards to faith, because Noah was an example of faith in action, faith in action. Because a lot of people say they believe, but their actions don't line up with their belief, their purported belief. And so we talked about Noah, and we see in chapter 11, verse 7, one verse is given to Noah. And that one verse summarizes Genesis 6, 7, 8, and 9. And I gave you a little blueprint of where we're going to be going, amen, in regards to this verse. We had 6 points coming out, and we covered one last Tuesday. And so the points are Noah, things not seen yet, move with fear, saving his house, condemn the world, and righteousness by faith. We covered point number one, which was Noah. And like I said, Noah was an example of faith in action. And he not only operated in faith in action, but he operated in faith in some pretty dark days. Somebody say dark days. That's right. And the only days that can be compared to Noah's days are the days that we're living in right now, the last days. Amen. And so even though Noah was in those dark days, he still operated in faith. And we saw last time two of the obstacles to Noah's faith, two of the things that Noah had to deal with during his times on earth. We talked about the Nephilim. Somebody say Nephilim. Nephilim. All right, we talked about the Nephilim, or the Nephil in the Hebrew. And these were the giants. Remember, the watchers came down, which were fallen angels, and they married women and wound up having children with women. Amen. And the children were known as the giants. Amen. And we looked at that in detail. We talked about why it was wrong. Angels are not supposed to marry according to God's law. We looked at, amen, that in his Genesis, he put together a creation order where species were not meant to mix. He said they can only reproduce and be fruitful and multiply of their own kind. You know, and so the angels jump species, they jump kind, breaking the natural order of God. We also discussed some of the apologetic concerns that people may have. We talked about some people even thinking that there's no such thing as giants, but we went through the scriptures and looked at the fact that giants were not only there before the flood, but even after the flood, during the days of David, and even after David's kingdom had far gone, giants were still there. We also looked at, amen, how some people say that angels are spirits. They're not supposed to be able to be with a woman at all. And we gave you examples of how angels have the characteristic whereby the ability they can materialize. They can affect the natural and the physical world. And we gave you a bunch of scriptures with that. Amen. We even went through other sources, historical, apocryphal, the early church fathers. Amen. Just giving commentary on all this. Just giving you, amen, not what the demonic bought seminaries are teaching, but what our Bible is saying. Amen. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. Amen. And so listen, we talked about Nephilim and we talked about wickedness. And now all that was that the watchers began to influence mankind with forbidden knowledge. They were of a higher intellect than us, a higher kind species. And so a lot of the inventions that were coming out during that time, it was from the fallen angels. And those inventions were not being used for good. They were being used for evil. And the inventions themselves may not have been evil. The inventions like swords and shields, that's amoral objects. Those things don't hurt people. But when you put wicked people in charge of the things that wicked angels produce, amen, that produce great evil and wickedness in the days of Noah. And so we just talked about those things. And I hope you got a good mindset on it, amen, because we saw that the watchers, amen, invented cosmetics and most probably high heels and skinny jeans and tights. I'm just joking. But it's really not about, amen, the invention, but it's more so the motive of the person that's using the invention. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Come on, give God some glory. Amen. So let's get back to 11:7, and I'm most probably going to cover like a few of them tonight. I'm going to cover maybe point two of things not seen and try to get to point three, prepared an ark. And if we have time, we'll cover point four, the saving of his house. And so let's just ask God for his grace as we cover each point. God bless us with all of these points tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Point number two of things not seen. Looking at verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So the Bible says, by faith, Noah. So we understand who Noah is. But Noah was warned of God. Amen. God began to commune with Noah and speak to Noah. Now, you got to understand, God was of no obligation to give Noah any warning. You understand what I'm talking about. Amen. But God obligates himself. Remember, he never does anything in the earth without letting his prophets know. Amen. And so Noah was privileged. He was privileged with information, amen, that had not happened just yet. And God is like that. God reveals things to people that he loved, to people that's in relationship with him. Because he never wants his sons and daughters to be caught off guard. And it's just comforting to me that whatever's going to happen, amen, God's going to have us prepared for it, huh? Come on, give God some glory, amen? Hey, God. He never destroys the righteous with the wicked. He's just a good God, y'all, you know? And so he warns Noah, amen. But now we get into the place where faith is absolutely necessary for Noah. It says, by faith, Noah warned of God. But watch this. It says, of things not seen as yet. And this is good, y'all. This is good. Because what the Bible is saying here is that God warned Noah yet. But he told Noah some things that nobody had saw before. He told Noah some things that nobody even thought could happen. All right? And when God is pleased to reveal what he's about to do in the earth, it takes faith, y'all. Because a lot of the times it's about things that's not seen yet. Anybody hear me up in here? All right? And that's what it's all about. That's why we can't put God in a box. We can't put our faith walk with him in a box, amen? Because I'm going to show you here in a second that a lot of times our God will do a new thing. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all ain't ready for this. And if you can't move with him, amen, you're going to find yourself outside the ark. If you can't move with him, you're going to find yourself outside the ark. Are you hearing me now? Bible says he warned Noah. Yeah, he warned him, but it's going to take faith because he warned Noah of things not seen as of yet. Are you hearing me up in here? All right. And to get the whole story, y'all, we got to go back to Genesis. Somebody say, go back to Genesis. All right. Follow me here to Genesis 6. Go back to Genesis 6. And we want to look at Genesis 6 and 13. And I'm telling you, I think that this is a rhema word right now. Because God is speaking right now, and he needs a people that won't put him in a box. All right? Won't put him in a box. Amen? Because a lot of times, God will do something. Amen. Hallelujah. Like the old songwriter said, I'm getting ready to see something I've never seen. That's what he did with Noah. That's what he did. He warned him of things that was coming that Noah, listen, man. Oh, God, have mercy. Come on, Pastor. Take your time. Take your time. All right? In 6:13, look at it. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. All right? God say it's time, man. That 120 he said he was giving him, it's time, man. Amen. His cup is full. He done had enough at this point. He marked it on the calendar and they reached the date. He said, the end of how much? All flesh is come unto me. God said, enough is enough. You got Nephilim and wickedness going on now. I'm about to shut this thing down. How many people know that God is slow to anger, but he still get angry? Anybody hear me up in here? Woo! And the Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. All right? You know, in the street, they say it's the quiet ones you got to watch. You understand what I'm saying? The one that take all kinds of stuff, but Lord, when they snap. That's how Yahweh is, man. Yahweh will take a bunch of stuff, man, but when he snap, oh, God. And that's why Paul in the Pauline epistles, he said, behold the goodness and the severity of our God. And it just depends which side you're on. If you're on the goodness side, oh, it's good, 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 good. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, good, 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 good. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. But if you're on the wrong side, it's severity, man. You might have trouble. You know what I'm saying? So he told Noah, he said, the end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And that was some of the things. It's a few things why God judged the earth during Noah's day. And one of them is right here. It was the violence. It was the violence. It was the bloodshed. All right? And some of it, amen, was the Nephel, amen. And it, when you study the apocryphal books and the historical books, amen, they break down the Nephilim in different categories, amen. There's different forms of them, amen. And there was a civil war between them. They were fighting each other, but not only them, we were fighting each other, and everybody was just killing each other, and the blood was crying out. The blood was crying out. And so it was violence, y'all. And I see in our earth, in our day, I see the same violence, yo. I see the same wars and the rumors of war. I see, amen, them shooting Botham. And then when the brother try to testify on Botham's behalf and now they done kill him. And people can't see that that's a KKK hit. But I don't understand why they can't see it. We grew up in this and that's exactly what it is. But the earth was filled with violence. You understand what I'm saying? And the people think that God don't see that. They think that God don't see that. Man think that he can get away with stuff even though the law will turn a blind eye. But God, shall not he that planted the eye, that formed the eye, shall he not see? Oh, yeah, he see. Oh, yeah, and justice shall be done. Are you hearing me up in here? I digress. So violence was one of the things that he saw. You know, sexual morality was another thing that God saw amongst mankind, amongst the angels. You know, and that was some of the two biggest things. God said, enough is enough, man. The end of all flesh has come up to me. He moves on. He says, amen. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. God said, I'm going to destroy everything. I'm going to destroy the Nephil. I'm going to destroy, amen, mankind, and I'm going to destroy all the animals with the breath of life we're about to see, amen, in the text. And he's just telling Noah this, y'all. He's telling Noah this. And I'm here to tell you, Philly, when he told Noah that he was going to destroy everything, it took faith for Noah to believe that. Are you with me here so far? You say, Pastor, why would it take faith for Noah to believe God when God say, I'm going to destroy the whole earth? You see? It took faith because it had never happened before. It was something that was not yet seen. Are you with me here? Noah being warned of things not yet seen. It had never been seen before, Brian. It was a judgment that had never been seen before. And so when God told Noah that, it took faith. Noah like, man, I ain't never saw judgment like that before. Noah like, man, I done seen people fall who do people wrong. I done seen individuals get judged. But here you are, God, you about to judge the whole earth? God, you know how big the earth is? You know they got some weapons in our technological age we living in that still can't destroy the whole earth? Are you hearing me up in here? Oh, yeah. It took faith. It took a faith in a judgment not yet seen. You see? And I believe, Jen, that we stand on the same platform of Noah tonight. Because our God has promised us that he gonna judge. Ooh, are you hearing me up in here? Our God done promised us that he gonna destroy. You say, Pastor, he gonna destroy with water? Oh no, read your Bible. Read your Bible. He set his bow up in the sky. He said, I'm never gonna destroy the earth, amen, by water. Now you know you gotta read the fine print now. See, because some people acting like he never going to destroy it. No. God put something in fine print, Ms. Michelle. You know we got to look close at our paperwork. He said, I'm never going to destroy it again. By water. Turn with me to 1 Peter right quick. Let's look at it. 2 Peter. Turn with me to 2 Peter. Amen. Just like Noah, we are being challenged to believe something yet to be seen. You see? And in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. You see, we see the Lord talking about our day through the Apostle Peter. And he tells us in this text, amen, he says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers. Somebody say scoffers. All right, that word scoffer means a mocker. A person who clowns about serious things. A person who won't laugh at the things of God and laugh at the promises of God as though God was joking from on high. He said they mockers, they scoffers, walking after their own lust. They not only clown on y'all, but they really lasciviousness. They practice lasciviousness. They practice immorality. And the reason why they laugh and clown God is because they don't want to believe God's truth. Because they know that when judgment fall, they're going to be the main ones taking the brunt of it. Amen. You ever knew somebody that clown as a defense mechanism? Laugh to mask their true feelings? These are the mockers right here. All right. They really worried about judgment, so they clown it. Because God had set eternity in all the hearts of men. Every man, woman, and child knows that a judgment day is coming. But what we do, we suppress the truth, right? We suppress the truth. And so it has here, amen, scoffers going to come walking after their own lust. He says in verse 4, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. I love this right here. I love this. When he talks about the scoffers saying, where is the promise of his coming? He said that these mockers, amen, begin to doubt the return of Yahshua Jesus Christ and the judgment day that's coming. He said that they say, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Isn't that something? Huh? They're saying, y'all, since creation happened, everything been going the same way. I woke up yesterday, I'm going to wake up tomorrow. Let's eat, drink, be merry. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what they say. But God is saying here, amen, we got to be careful. We got to be careful. In verse 5, he says, for this they willingly are ignorant of. This willingly ignorant means deliberately they forget. What did they forget? That by the word of God, the heavens were of old. That by the word, God created the heavens and the earth. That's what he's saying. He's saying, amen. By the word of God, the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of water and in the water. He talked about that God, going back to Genesis, he called the dry land out of the water. You know what I'm saying? He not only called it out of the water, but as we look at the continents, they stand in what? In the water. He may call them fresh up out of the water. He's just bringing them back to creation. And all this was done by the word of God. He says in verse 6, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. He said, yeah. He said, God created, but don't forget. He destroyed it before. It was, what did he say? He said it was overflowed with water and they perished. Verse 7 is what I love. He said, but the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word kept in store, the same word that created them, the same word that brought the flood, that same word is keeping the heavens and the earth. He said they're being reserved. They're kept in store. What is God keeping creation for? Look what he says. They're in store. They're reserved unto what? Fire. Fire. See, God never said he would. He said he wouldn't flood the earth again. But God got an arsenal at his disposal. If he don't do it with water, hey God, he can do it with fire. Somebody say fire. Fire. He says it's kept in store, it's reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Come on, give God some glory for that one. Amen. And what God is saying right here is, it might seem long to us, but it's not long to him. You see? Because in God's time, and amen, 1,000 years is just one day to him. You know? And what you need to understand, amen, is that the devil plays games with time. He changes the times. He changes the calendars, amen. He changes the calendar, amen. And he also changes our conception of time. They go into archaeological digs, amen. They pull out old chicken bone and they tell us this thing is 1,000,000 years old. They pull out something else and they say, man, this was 1,000,000,000 years old. No, they got that from churches, amen. But watch this, Mom. You see, if you don't know how old the earth really is, you don't know how short of a span we've been here. It ain't been 1,000,000 years, though. It ain't been 1,000,000,000 years, though. You understanding what I'm talking about? All of that is lies. Lies cooked up by Satan, just like his theory of evolution. You see, if you think that the earth been going on for 1,000,000,000 years, you like the scoffers. You like, oh, it's been going on 1,000,000,000 years, 2,000,000,000 years, like some of them, 4.5 billion years. He said, man, listen, if it's been going on 4.5 billion years, what's the chances that anything gonna happen to stop it now? But what if I told you that the earth wasn't 1,000,000 years old? What if I told you that the earth wasn't 1,000,000,000 years old? What if I told you that if you took the time in our Bible from creation up until now, it's only 6,000 years. 6,000 years. You see? 6,000 years. Biblical timeline is existence. Mankind's existence is 6,000 years old. You see? The Bible dates creation at 4,200 B.C., you see, 4,000 years before Christ. Then you add the 2019 to that, we're around 6,000 and some odd years old. You see? You say, Pastor, what's the deal with that? You got to understand something. That's not a long time, man. You see? See, back in the day, men used to live almost 1,000 years. Oh, you got to feel where I'm coming from now. You got to feel where I'm coming from. You see, if we were still living as long as Adam was, Methuselah, you understand what I'm saying? Jared, amen. Jared lived to 962. Methuselah to 969. Noah to 950. Adam to 930. Listen to me, man. Listen to me. People live for 1,000 years. And I'm here telling you that the earth is only 6,000 years old. Six of Adam lifetimes. You see why God say, I'm coming quickly? You see why he say that? You see, when you think about his return, you're thinking about it from perspective of our lifespan that we live right now, 70, 80 years old. And that's because of the demonic diet that we have and all the chemicals that they, you know, they speeding up the time on us a little bit. They make it, the devil making the most of the short time that he had. Oh, y'all ain't feeling me up in here. Got everybody dying young and stuff. You see, it's just six atoms, man. Six lifespans of atoms. You know, that we're dealing with. And that's why the Lord said, he said, man, one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day. You see? See, in God's calendar, 1,000 years is a day. Remember when he told Adam, he said, the day you eat the fruit of it, you shall die. To God, a day is what? 1,000 years. Adam didn't reach 1,000. Did y'all catch that? Oh, that's too deep for y'all. He said, today, you're going to die. The day you eat it. He didn't reach 1,000. He didn't reach a day in God's calendar. Oh, yeah. And some people say God's calendar got 7 days. Oh, and we on the 6th day. And the 7th day is the day of rest. I'm telling you, the Lord about to make a quick work, and then he's about to rest on us. Oh, God, have mercy. Come on, don't get too deep on him, preacher. Don't get too deep on him. Verse 9 in 2 Peter, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. He's not lazy. He's not a person who won't fulfill what he said he was going to do. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. No, but he's long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If it seemed like it's taking long, amen, it's only because God trying to save as many as he can. You see? Verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come. It's going to come as a what? A thief in the night. Huh? A thief don't announce when he's coming. You in bed, you wake up, and everything gone. Suddenly, unsuspectedly. That's how the Lord is showing up. And it's not for the saved, no, because we're going to know the season. We're going to know the season of the Son of Man's return. Amen. But the lost, you see, Noah knew he was prepared. We're going to get to it. Noah was prepared for the judgment because he was warned of God of things not yet seen, but he believed God. We being warned that we in the last days. We being warned that judgment about to come. Amen. So for those who have the faith to believe God, they're going to be prepared. The day is not going to come upon them unsuspectedly. Oh, no. We're going to know. We might not know the day nor the hour, but we're going to know the season. Come on, give God some glory. All right. But these folk in Noah's day, they didn't know till the water hit the sides of the boat. They didn't know till the water hit the sides of the boat. You know what I'm saying? You know? He's coming like a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Peter answers, you're supposed to be looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, peace with God through Jesus Christ, without spot washed with the blood of Jesus, blameless in front of God, covered with the righteous, imputed righteousness of Christ. Are you with me here so far? An account that the long-suffering of our Lord is for salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given to him, had written unto you. Come on, give God some glory in this house. Amen. Yeah. Noah was warned of things not yet seen. Let's look at point number three. Amen. He prepared an ark. He prepared an ark. Amen. Oh, no. We can't go to point number three yet. We can't go to point number three. Go back to point number two. We might have to just stop on this point because we can't leave this point just yet. Look at Genesis 6 back with me again. All right? Genesis 6 back with me again. All right? So we saw, amen, never seen before judgment. All right? But there's some other things that Noah gonna see. All right? Genesis 6. Somebody say, take your time, Pastor. Yeah, we're going to stop on this point. We're just going to stop on it. All right? So he tells Noah, amen, in 13. He says, I'm going to destroy it. In 14, he says, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And we'll talk about the ark next point. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. Now, once again, Brian, watch this. Noah ain't never seen an ark. So he never seen a total annihilation of mankind, and he still believed God. God tell him, make him an ark. He ain't never seen an ark before. All right? You see the faith that we're talking about now? All right? He said, you're going to make it, all right? He said, this is the fashion which thou shalt make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, 450 feet. The breadth of the ark, 50 cubits. We're going to look at it, 75 feet. And the height of the ark, 30 cubits, roughly about 45 feet. We're going to look at all that next, the next point, which we'll get to next Tuesday. A window thou shalt make in the ark, a cubit shalt thou finish it above. A door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower second and third story shalt thou make it. He said, man, make a three-story boat. 45 feet high, 150 feet long. You know what I'm saying? He said, make that. 450 feet long. All right. Hallelujah. But don't doubt it now. Don't doubt that God can do this through Noah now. You see, and I'm going to get to the next point, but I got to stop because I discern doubt in the air. When God say that he did something in his word, that's how it happened. You see, because when y'all go take a cruise and y'all get on those cruise boats made by man, you understand what I'm saying? And them cruise boats, amen, they 2-3 times the size of Noah's ark. Now, God helped Noah build this ark. Ain't nobody helped these men build this boat. So where your faith at tonight? If God say he built an ark, then by God, he built one. You understand what I'm saying? All right. Oh, yeah, with God, nothing shall be impossible. You could fit 2 or 3 arks on some of the cruise boats y'all done been on. All right. Three-story luggage and the rest is... Yeah. All right. So let's read. And he says, 17, he says, and behold, I, God says, even I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth. Now, just as an aside, we got a lot of people who think that God don't hurt people. Bad theology. New non-denominational churches and charismatic churches. Amen. They got the spirit, but they don't have the truth. You understand what I'm saying? They don't have the truth. And sometimes you could be without the truth so long that the spirit will wind up leaving too. You understand what I'm saying? God hurts people. He does. It's a fearful thing to fall in his hands. And that's why he says it twice. He says, behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters. And it ain't a different God, no. He the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We just hadn't seen that side of him in a long time. But it don't mean that that side is not there. In fact, we're about to see it shortly. You just stay tuned. He said, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth. Now watch this. Once again, God is warning Noah about something he's never seen before. He's never seen total annihilation. He's never seen an ark this size, this magnitude. And he's never seen a flood. Bible commentators suggest, some of them, that the earth up until this point has not experienced rain. The vegetation and everything else is still surviving off the afterglow of creation. Oh, y'all ain't with me here so far. That thing, it's still surviving off the dew that's just going over to God. They ain't experienced rain yet, my Asian. And God go to Noah, he say, Noah, it's going to flood. God, what's a flood? That's how I'd have been up in there. You know what I'm saying? But he probably went and talked to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Enoch, what's a flood? Listen, but, you know, so Noah, he's warned of a never-before-seen occurrence, all right? Something that's occurring that's never been seen before. Now, I want you to keep reading, all right? He says, but with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee, all right? Verse 19. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark. To keep them alive with thee, they shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, of cattle after their kind, of creeping thing, of the earth after his kind. Isn't that somehow God is meticulous in telling Noah, I want everything after its kind. Because the natural order of species had been broken. And God is about to bring purity back to his natural order by destroying the corruption. Are you with me here so far? He about to destroy all the corruption, all the mingled mixed seed. He about to destroy all of that and bring it back to the creation order. Are you with me here? Is that too deep for you tonight? All right. He said, yeah. He said, you know, we're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back, Noah. All right? Now, once again, this is something never before seen. All right? Total annihilation. I got to make an ark that big. You understand what I'm saying? All right? It's going to rain. And not only rain, but you're going to open up what you call the floods of the deep. There's water under us. And he's going to open up the floods, the windows of heaven, so there's water over us. Yes, yes. You got to get back to your Hebrew cosmology. Are you with me here so far? A flood of this magnitude can't happen if the solar system looked the way that them boys talking about it look. First of all, you can't flood a ball. Are you with me here so far? You can only flood something that's what? Oh, now you're with me now. Now you're with me. You can't. How you flood a ball? You ever try to flood a basketball? All right. And where the water above come from in the Galilean model? Oh, no, friends. Hebrew cosmology. There's water above and water beneath. All right. The firmament separated the waters beneath and the waters above. Oh, God. Oh, mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. But watch this. So, he says, no, it's going to flood, it's going to rain. But not only that, I need you to gather all the animals up. God, I'm allergic to dogs. God, what I do about the lions? God, you know them badgers, they really mean. And I never did like goats, God. What I'm going to do? You know them cheetahs are hard to catch. And them ostriches, you could never really grab them right. You can't grab. What you grab by the neck or the body? It's just. God, where do we put the giraffes? Are you with me here? What do we do with the hippopotamus, God? What? So God is once again asking Noah to do something that's never been seen. That somehow the animals, amen, gonna know what time it is. Because their creator tell them, come. You understand what I'm saying? And they come two by two walking over there. Noah handing out tickets. First row, second row. You get in the back. Put the skunks down below. Never before seen. But what we see is that Noah doesn't question God. He never questions God. It's just amazing faith, y'all. He never questions God, even though he's being warned of things not yet seen. He's like, okay. And if he would have questioned God, watch this, John Mark, it would have been in here. Oh, yeah, when Sarah laughed, it was in here. You understand what I'm saying? When Zechariah said, Lord, how are we going? Oh, it was in here. All right? That's why he's in this hall of faith, man. When God told him things that, listen, oh, God, I had not seen. He said, oh, yeah, God, you strong enough. You wise enough. You big enough. I trust you. Come on, give y'all some glory in this house. You see? And we got to get in a mind frame, not only in the area of judgment, that we have to believe that a judgment is coming that we've never seen before. That there's going to be fire and bloodshed like we've never seen before. Revelation says it's going to be up to the horse's bridle. We've never seen that before, but you gotta prepare yourself. You got to get right with God. You got to call upon him. You got to make sure you're saved. You got to get all your family members saved. Let me tell you, listen, this is the sixth day, bro. This is the sixth day, bro. You see? But not only getting ourselves right in regards to faith and to judgment that's not been seen before, but also in miracles and supernatural occurrences that's never been seen before. You see? It was a miracle for God to get these animals into that bowl. It was a miracle, a supernatural occurrence that he can open up the depths and that water just come and just pick up, bear up that ark. You understand what I'm saying? Don't ever get yourself in a place where you tell God, God, you can't do that because I've never seen that before. I've never read that before. That's why a lot of y'all hung up on the new dispensation of the Hebrews, because you're stuck on what you've never seen. Man, I'm going straight bananas up in here, First Lady. I'm straight prophetic. Oh, yeah, listen. Listen, you sitting there all tight-lipped, all Pharisaical and Sadduceical, making up words. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, just because you ain't never seen it before, just because it don't line up with your limited, and I say limited, four-year-old theology. Listen to me good, man. God is in the business of doing things that we've never seen before. In Mark 2:22, watch this. We're going to go through just a couple and then we're going to shut it down. In Mark 2:12. Mark 2:12. Look what he said. I'll put my glasses at you. I don't have. Oh, there they go. Thank you, Jesus. And immediately, this is when Jesus healed a paralytic when they tore off the roof. And immediately he arose, took up his bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God. Look what they said. We never saw it on this fashion before. We ain't never saw nothing like this before. Go to Luke. Look what it says in Luke 5:26. Same occurrence. The people say, we have seen strange things today. That's what God want to do for you. He won't do something in your life right now where you say, we've never seen anything like this before. He won't do something so miraculous where you say, we've seen some strange things today. You understand what I'm saying? That's how he's going to move in your life. When they say it can't happen, when they say it never happened, when they say it won't happen, you should say, praise the Lord, because my God is into making new things happen. I'm getting ready to see, I'm telling you. Oh, God. Come on, give me my next scripture. Come on, I don't even know what it is. Give it to me, though. You see, when he healed the blind man. Remember the blind man? They wanted to throw his mom and him out of synagogue because they were saying, Jesus is a sinner. And you come on, just say, give God the glory. You know, he did that. This man, you remember, he was the one who said, he said, listen, I don't know what y'all say. All I know is I was blind. But nah, see, y'all know the man. Y'all know the man. Yeah. So he preached to the Pharisees and Sadducees. And look what he said. He said, since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? He's into doing new things. He's into doing new things. He's into doing new things. Oh, man, y'all should be so excited up in here, man. I'm telling you. Hey! Look what he said. Look what he said. Hallelujah. Give me another one. Amen. Matthew 9. Oh, goodness, I might have gave you the wrong one. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm a good time. Hallelujah. Give me the next one. Give me the next one. I love this one right here. Look what God said. You got to be like Noah, man. You got to keep your mind open, man. You're open. You're in the confines of the book. But as long as it's in the book, you're open. You're open. And you don't confine him. Because this is what God say. And this is when he talking about Israel, first lady. This is when he talking about us. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert. Anybody ever been in a desert place in your life? He said, I'm about to fix you. I'm going to make a river in the desert. Oh, yeah, your finances is a desert. I'm going to make a river. Your marriage is a desert. I'm going to make a river. Your relationship with your kids is a desert. I'm going to make a river. As a nation, we like a desert. He said, but I'm going to do a new thing. This is why he say in 1 Corinthians 2:9, and I'll save you just flat, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. It's never before seen things, y'all. And your faith being taken to the next level is a faith that gives God the liberty, gives God the license to do a new thing in your life, to do a new thing through you. So when they come and they say, nobody has ever been healed of this, you say, let God be true and every man a liar. When they tell you that a woman has never done something like this, you say, well, God is about to do a new thing in the earth. When they tell you that a black person, a Hebrew person, never got in this situation, you say to God, be the glory, because I'm about to see some things that I've never, ever seen. Oh, God have mercy. That's the next level of faith. And some of y'all not even ready for the bottom level. You can't even receive the things he's already done. Oh, God have mercy. How are you going to do a new thing through you when you can't even receive the things he's already done? You sit there waiting like, God, can you do it? Man, I've already done that. Man, check my resume, man. I've already raised the dead. I've already healed the blind. I've already stretched out limbs. I've already... I'm calling your faith up to be able to watch God do a what? A new thing. Hey, God. Like the old folks say, hi-ya. My God, have mercy. Listen to me now. He's always done it, y'all. Never seen before. Bread from heaven was never seen before. water out of a rock was never seen before. When they stood up on that Red Sea and he split that Red Sea wide open, never seen before. Are you with me here so far? The virgin conceiving and bearing a child, guess what? Never seen before. Walking on water, never seen before. Still in the storm, never seen before. Hey, God, listen to me now. Rising from the grave on the third day, never seen before, with all power and all might. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, yes. You're going to see some things, Philly. You're going to see some things that you've never seen before. Healing and provision and salvation for your loved ones, amen, and deliverance, amen. It's our season, amen. It's our season. It's our season. But you just got to get ready for it. You got to be a knower. You got to be a knower in the spirit. Come on, come on. You got to come give me a call. You got to be a knower in the spirit. When God warn you, when God promise you, when God speak to you, amen, just don't doubt him. 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 And people going to come and tell you, amen, that it's never been done before. People going to come and tell you that it's too hard. They're going to come and tell you that you don't belong there. That's what they're going to come and tell you. Amen. And you just tell them that my God is doing a what? A new thing in the earth. Come on, give him glory, Zion. Hey! Hey! Father, I thank you for the faith of your people, King. And I praise you, God, that they pull the word out of your vessel, God. It's because of their faith I can't get to point number three, you know. But I thank you for a hungry people, God. Woo! A people that want your word, Lord God, and want to hear what thus said the Lord, not for yesterday, but today and tomorrow. I thank you, God. For the Noahs that's in this place. And now, King, I decree over them. I declare and decree over them a Noahic faith, which will believe you in your judgment, in your severity, but also believe you in your goodness, and in your grace, and in your mercy, and in your provision, and in your healing. Father, we pray that we see in our lifetime something we've never seen before. Father, we loose a king's anointing in this place. We loose a queen's anointing in this place. I pray over the men of God right now, God, that they will be no longer paupers, God. No longer jest and jokers, God. No longer poverty ridden, God. I speak over them a royal anointing, a king's anointing, God. A king's anointing, God. I speak over them an anointing, O King, where they would be men of authority, Daddy. That they would have people who go when they say go and come when they say come and run when they say run. I speak a king's anointing over your people. Father, I speak a queen's anointing over the women of God. Oh God, such honor, such dignity, such wisdom, such ingenuity like the virtuous woman, Lord God. I pray, God, that they would sell it, Lord God, their scarlet and fabric, their purchase fields and sell them, God. I pray for a king and queen anointing upon the families right now in the name of Jesus, Daddy. I pray that you would do something in the Hebrews that we've never seen before. Like we've never seen before. That the shift would take full manifestation. We ask you to start with us tonight, Daddy. We believe you, Daddy, that you could do things we've never seen before. And we want to repent of our unbelief. We ask that you forgive us for not trusting you. when your resume demands that we believe you. But forgive us and strengthen our unbelief and fill us up with courage as these last days come upon us. We pray, King, that as the world wax worse and worse, and as wickedness abounds, that you would find a church of Noah's, God. A church of Noah's. A church of Noah's. Who will not question you, but obey you. Who won't run from you, but run with you. Oh, Daddy, bless us, Daddy. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Woo. Never seen before. Woo. Pray with me. Say, God, I know I'm a sinner, but I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the cross.
I thank you for the cross.
Cover me with your blood. These dark days. I believe you, God. That judgment is coming. I believe you, God. That you've prepared an ark for me. The cross is my ark. And I get in tonight. So that when the flood comes, I will be safe. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Love y'all, Philly. Be blessed.